Just some brief thoughts, not for the entire time that we have, but to continue from a related but different perspective on some of these same verses in 1 John. 1 John 2. When we were reading in 1 John 3, this last session, one of the aspects of manifestation or visibility or being made brought to light, being made evident, made apparent, one of these aspects was about the children of God, the fact that there will be this manifestation that we will be seen like the Lord Jesus. We would notice perhaps that in 1 John 3, it was when He will be revealed. When He is manifested, then it will be revealed what we will be. And there is this future aspect also of the manifestation of the Lord Jesus that is alluded to in 1 John 3 and is also mentioned here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. 1 John 2, 28. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He appears, the same word there, when He appears, when He is manifested, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of Him. And then the verses that continue into chapter 3 are part of the same thought. But it struck me that there is this future manifestation of the Son of God, the future manifestation of our Savior who is coming. And while we also, while we have been speaking about the desired impact this should have on our hearts, the apostle does not leave out this other aspect, that there is a possibility that when He is made manifest, we might be ashamed before Him at His coming. And how would this be avoided? How would this be avoided? It says, abide in Him. Abide in Him. And just this wonderful encouragement that there is the promised result that when we abide in Him, we will have confidence when He comes. If we are doing the things that honor Him, we are abiding in Him. You could trace this word abiding through several chapters of this epistle also. Let's just turn a little bit earlier in chapter 2. One usage of it is in chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. Whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him. He who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just as He walked. This is the past tense result. The past tense life of the Lord Jesus here on the earth that has an impact on us now. Where the Lord Jesus is has an impact on us now. When He is coming, we will be like Him, and that has an impact on us now. Abiding in Him will produce in us the behavior that is suitable for being called by His name. And to add to this, just an additional thought, in 2 John, and then also in the Gospel, a Gospel reading, in 2 John verse 4, we have this phrase, I found of thy children, I found of your children walking in truth. Notice that word of. It's an easy word to pass over. And it's an English expression that means not all of them. I found some of. Many translations, not the King James or Darby's translation, but other translations make it clear. That's the intended meaning. I found some of your children walking in truth. If it was all of them, it would have said, I found your children walking in truth. And we want to appreciate the fact that these are the ones who are focused upon. These are the ones who are appreciated in this letter here. We could probably suppose that there must have been great grief of mind to this dear Christian lady, this dear Christian sister and mother, who would know that there were some of her children who were not taken in by this phrase. We don't want to be those children. Young people, you don't want to be those children. Older ones, we don't want to be those children of godly parents or of godly influence if our own parents did not provide a godly example for us, to be those who are not included in a phrase like this. And I said the gospel, but I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians, not the gospel, but 1 Corinthians, for the sake of time, we'll just turn there. Chapter 3. And verse 15. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. And earlier on, we were reminded about this building process of taking heed of the foundation upon which is built and the materials with which we build. There is this aspect that we will be saved. There is the definite confidence that we are going to be like the Lord Jesus if we are truly His. But what a loss for someone like this to be included in a verse like 1 Corinthians 3:15, to suffer loss like that. To be saved, to be sure, and to be made like the Lord Jesus, and our bodies of humiliation to be made like the Lord's body of glory. But how are we treating our bodies of humiliation here? When we sin, the Lord Jesus himself said, we sin against our own bodies in some of the aspects of sin that can be committed. That's even worse than just the typical impact of living in a fallen world and living in a body that is subject to weakness and tiredness and disease and so on, but to actually take those bodies of humiliation and humiliate them more. To commit sin in those bodies, knowingly, willfully. We don't want to be those who are not walking in the truth. I would believe that those were probably saved people also. Let's make that assumption in 2 John. It could be that not all of them even were believers, but some of them were not walking in the truth. We want to emphasize the positive impact of the Scriptures. We don't want to be negative in the sense that we are always looking for what is needs to be corrected. But the Scriptures are given for doctrine and for reproof and for correction and then for instruction in righteousness. So when we read these things about these wonderful promises, we don't want to assume that we all are walking in the godly way. In fact, no doubt, as we read these Scriptures, we probably say to ourselves, you know, that's an area that the Lord is speaking to me about. This is an area where there should be more purity, more purification. And may the Lord help us that we would be those who are not ashamed before Him at His coming, to have confidence and not to suffer loss. He is worthy of being glorified in our own lives while we are here in a world that is full of darkness. He said we are the light that point to Him. Just some brief thoughts, not for the entire time that we have, but to continue from a related but different perspective on some of these same verses in 1 John. 1 John 2. When we were reading in 1 John 3 this last session, one of the aspects of manifestation or visibility or being made brought to light, being made evident, made apparent, one of these aspects was about the children of God, the fact that there will be this manifestation that we will be seen like the Lord Jesus. We would notice perhaps that in 1 John 3 it was when He will be revealed. When He is manifested, then it will be revealed what we will be. And there is this future aspect also of the manifestation of the Lord Jesus that is alluded to in 1 John 3 and is also mentioned here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. 1 John 2, 28. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He appears, the same word there, when He appears, when He is manifested, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of Him. And then the verses that continue into chapter 3 are part of the same thought. But it struck me that there is this future manifestation of the Son of God, the future manifestation of our Savior, who is coming. And while we have been speaking about the desired impact this should have on our hearts, the apostle does not leave out this other aspect, that there is a possibility that when He is made manifest, we might be ashamed before Him at His coming. And how would this be avoided? How would this be avoided? It says, abide in Him. Abide in Him. And just this wonderful encouragement that there is the promised result that when we abide in Him, we will have confidence when He comes. If we are doing the things that honor Him, we are abiding in Him. You could trace this word abiding through several chapters of this epistle also. Let's just turn a little bit earlier in chapter 2. One usage of it is in chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. Whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him. He who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. This is the past tense results. The past tense life of the Lord Jesus here on the earth that has an impact on us now. Where the Lord Jesus is has an impact on us now. When He is coming, we will be like Him, and that has an impact on us now. Abiding in Him will produce in us the behavior that is suitable for being called by His name. And to add to this, just an additional thought in 2 John, and then also in the Gospel, a Gospel reading. In 2 John verse 4, we have this phrase, I found of thy children, I found of your children walking in truth. Notice that word of. It's an easy word to pass over. And it's an English expression that means not all of them. I found some of. Many translations, not the King James or Darby's translation, but other translations make it clear. That's the intended meaning. I found some of your children walking in truth. If it was all of them, it would have said, I found your children walking in truth. And we want to appreciate the fact that these are the ones who are focused upon. These are the ones who are appreciated in this letter here. We could probably suppose that there must have been great grief of mind to this dear Christian lady, this dear Christian sister and mother, who would know that there were some of her children who were not taken in by this phrase. We don't want to be those children. Young people, you don't want to be those children. Older ones, we don't want to be those children of godly parents or of godly influence if our own parents did not provide a godly example for us, to be those who are not included in a phrase like this. And I said the Gospel, but I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians, not the Gospel, but 1 Corinthians. For the sake of time, we'll just turn there. Chapter 3. And verse 15, if anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. And earlier on, we were reminded about this building process of taking heed of the foundation upon which is built and the materials with which we build. There is this aspect that we will be saved. There is the definite confidence that we are going to be like the Lord Jesus if we are truly His. But what a loss for someone like this to be included in a verse like 1 Corinthians 3:15, to suffer loss like that. To be saved, to be sure, and to be made like the Lord Jesus, and our bodies of humiliation to be made like the Lord's body of glory. But how are we treating our bodies of humiliation here? When we sin, the Lord Jesus himself said, we sin against our own bodies in some of the aspects of sin that can be committed. That's even worse than just the typical impact of living in a fallen world and living in a body that is subject to weakness and tiredness and disease and so on, but to actually take those bodies of humiliation and humiliate them more. To commit sin in those bodies, knowingly, willfully. We don't want to be those who are not walking in the truth. I would believe that those were probably saved people also. Let's make that assumption in 2 John. It could be that not all of them even were believers, but some of them were not walking in the truth. We want to emphasize the positive impacts of the Scriptures. We don't want to be negative in the sense that we are always looking for what is needs to be corrected. But the Scriptures are given for doctrine and for reproof and for correction and then for instruction in righteousness. So when we read these things about these wonderful promises, we don't want to assume that we all are walking in the godly way. In fact, no doubt, as we read these Scriptures, we probably say to ourselves, you know, that's an area that the Lord is speaking to me about. This is an area where there should be more purity, more purification. And may the Lord help us that we would be those who are not ashamed before Him at His coming, to have confidence and not to suffer loss. He is worthy of being glorified in our own lives while we are here in a world that is full of darkness. He said, we are the light that point to Him.